Hi everyone, Seimin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman Chetan from the Himalayas here. I've been living like a monk for 2 years now, but got all horny. So I texted a few sugar baby contacts that I had from 2021. I met one of them from my region, a fair college-going girl. But she used me as an emotional tampon and cried the whole night about being molested and getting smashed by different dudes. I didn't smash her after listening to her sob story, and I paid her about $300 when she left. After that disaster, I met this white woman from the UK in Delhi. She too told me the story of being molested, abused by some Indian dude in the UK who got her to come to India, and now she's whoring to get by. I ended up dropping another $300 without any smashing. My sympathies arise when I hear such stories. Not sure how true these stories are, but I can't smash after hearing all that. I offered these girls wisdom to get by in life and not be a hoe, but I'm sure that they're not interested in wisdom. They only wanted the money. Now I'm left only with negative thoughts of ugly curry cells abusing good-looking girls world over. Unquote. Well, Chetan, I'm glad that you recognize you're simping and that you need to stop. What if these women you spoke to intentionally told you the sob story because that's what they tell a lot of Indian men, so you guys feel sympathy for them? Give them your money, but don't actually sleep with them. That way they get the cash, but they don't have to open up their gash. But please, for the love of your god Ganesh, you've been going off on Indian guys dating worthless white Western women that visit your country for the longest time. You know all about the red flags, and yet you still fell for them. Bro, stay away from that hoe. Your little head took over the thinking for your big one, but I think it's only temporary. You now have situational awareness, but also sexual frustration. I'd suggest you just watch some fapping off material and get your frustrations out that way. I've been going my own way for 7 years now in monk mode, and I'm done with women. Funny enough, you're the one paying them as your sugar babies, and they're the ones getting all the value, because they get attention and treat you like their emotional tampons. Two women in a row saying the same sorts of things to you is probably more than a coincidence. It's probably incredibly common, or at the least, they actually want you to think it is. It's hilarious to listen to all these stories about Western women moving to India to meet Raj Roan and have him give them the bone, especially considering that Western men's masculinity keeps on collapsing. I look around here and the Indian guys look like men and the homegrown white males look like they're femboys. Feminine women are usually attracted to masculine males, so it makes sense that if Western men are becoming less attractive to Western women, that they're going to go overseas for Indian men, which is a trend we didn't see 5 to 10 years ago. Western women have emasculated men here, so now they're going overseas to do the same elsewhere. Chetan sounds to me like you need to go through the red pill rage 2.0, that your subconscious needs to become as aware of female nature and ring the warning bells in your head just the same way. I think you're doing the right thing going back into dating. It's only through dating experiences that I finally had that red pill rage 2.0 myself. Right now you're feeling sympathy for those women. They use you as an emotional tampon. But if you keep doing what you're doing, I think it's going to eventually turn to rage. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs. Before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Indian men need to stop being so thirsty for women clown world show. Today I was scrolling through Twitter and one woman was mentioning that it was strange that men no longer appear to want women. At least that was according to her experience. In response, Carl Benjamin, also known as Sargon of Akkad, mentioned that women didn't know what to do when men no longer saw them as sex objects. That women say they don't want to be looked upon that way, but now that more and more men aren't looking at them at all, they're shocked by our behavior. So it makes sense that Western women that are ignored by local men are seeking out men that won't ignore them regardless of what country and cultural background they're from. The last frontier for after India is probably going to be Western women moving to sub-Saharan Africa and looking for men there in places like the Congo. I'm probably late to the party and that's already happening. I know it's been going on with obese BBW women for 20 years plus now. But when the skinny blondes start looking for men from Burkina Faso, you know that men all over the world are just done with women. Chetan, you might be an outlier for now. You might be one of the few Indian men that recognize female nature and your own simping, but your wisdom is going to spread. And when enough guys like yourself learn about what it means to be an emotional tampon, they won't want to interact or smash these women either. I'm just glad you recognize your thirst and behavior, and now you're out $600. You should have just sent that money my way. At least I don't use you as an emotional tampon, and I provide you some unique insight and useful information. You paid a digital hoe, and she made you feel shame if you considered sleeping with her. That's the level of mastery women have over language. The way we men deal with physical spaces, like when we park vehicles or assemble things like Lego or full-size buildings, is the skill women have with language. Trying to beat a woman in a battle of words is like an average woman trying to beat the average man in a parallel parking competition. You know the man is going to win that one. That's why I don't argue with women, because you know they will always win. I just avoid it entirely. That's probably why a lot of men fail shit tests too, because the woman wants you to fight back and you won't. It's the equivalent of a man shaming a woman to enter a parallel parking competition, only so that he can put her down and tell her how terrible of a driver she is. As men, we will laugh at women's bad driving on occasion, but we don't set up an elaborate situation where we get her on the road just so we can laugh at her. On the other hand, they smile and relish when they use their words to belittle us. That should tell you all that you need to know about their lack of empathy. Many guys will say that I'm just exaggerating and that women aren't that cruel. But I've seen the looks of joy they've had on their faces when they put me down. I remember the absolute rage that I felt when they did that, and I realized that the only way to win was not to play their games. So I got out of those situations, and some of those women I never spoke to ever again. I knew they were probably going to gain even more joy if they could use me for their entertainment purposes further. So I stopped being that entertainment. Even up until a year or two ago, I would be okay being used as an emotional tampon. Because in exchange for their verbal and emotional diarrhea, I felt like I was getting female validation on some level. But somewhere around a year to a year and a half ago, I snapped and couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't listen to them complain about nonsense and dump their toxic emotions on me anymore. Don't worry, Chitin, you'll get there sooner than later. Soon you won't be paying sugar babies to talk about their problems. You might tell them to shut up and not pay them if they complained about their life. You might snap because you know she's about to dump on you. It doesn't matter if she's an Indian woman or a white woman. They all need that emotional man-pawn to soak up their excess fifis. As for Indian men simping, don't worry, feminism is only going to get worse in your country, and more men are going to go their own way. And it's quickly happening. I just read the fertility rate in India has gone from 2.2 in 2015 to 16 down to 2.0 today. That's well below replacement. In another 10 to 20 years, the population will start to gray and fall down. In urban areas, the fertility rate is already 1.6, and in rural areas, it's 2.1. Even the people in the countryside are no longer replacing themselves. So it looks to me that MGTOW is on its way to becoming a major Indian phenomenon. Women have to travel further overseas to find men to give them attention and that are masculine. Eventually, there won't be almost any masculine men, but more importantly, there won't be men interested in dating and relationships altogether. That means they won't stick around listening to women complain if they aren't going to get laid. There will be a huge attention deficit for the majority of women, and they'll just get meaner and angrier as a result so they can embrace feminism more and more. It's a death spiral for civilizations, but this time it's a global thing. Women make fun of simps all the time, but once the number of simps starts to go away, women will start to complain that men no longer want women. So what will women do at that point? They'll start working on their appearance and trying to become more sexually appealing. If that doesn't work, then masculine-presenting lesbian women will probably have a field day. Sometimes it makes me think that it's bull dykes that entered the institutions of higher edumacation and re-engineered them, so they can get a bigger pick of the women in the sexual marketplace, because they know that most women are bisexual to some extent, and that that happens through enough loneliness. But in places like India, being a lesbian is not as socially acceptable. So without a release valve for their sexual frustration, many women will keep attacking men more and more. I believe these two women did what they did intentionally to you by taking your money and not giving you anything in return, because they figured you were an empathetic person. They tugged on your sympathy and heartstrings instead of your nut strings. They came out on top because they got your money and you never came in them. For shits and giggles, I'd be interested to see if you saw one of them again, to see if they would actually make up some other sob story so they wouldn't have to sleep with you. If you want to waste another $300, it might actually be a good experiment, and you might just get your salami salivated on. But if you're done, just send me the money instead, and I'll use you as an emotional tampon for those 300 clams. Never underestimate a woman's ability to take your money without even taking her clothes off. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chitan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that when women feel bad about having to smash you, they tell you the terrible story of their life, and then they activate your white knight mode so you're no longer interested in smashing them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that suck the money out of your wallet without sucking your schwing-schwing away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.